And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our dramatic program today, the 11th in a series entitled Pages from the Living Book, was written by Irv Tunick. David and Solomon.
The ark had been brought up from Kiriath Yeharim to Jerusalem. David had danced. He danced before the Lord with all his might, and the people watched with ecstasy. This was no thimble measure of joy, no fleck of happiness. This was passion, an outpouring, a flood of faith. David had brought up the ark, and he danced. And when the dancing was over, when the last sweet echo of the psalm had softly flown to rest, David said,
It is in my heart to build a house for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord.
David reached out into the world and plucked it clean of artisans. The house of David became the workshop of the temple.
Where is the man from Tyre?
Here, my lord.
Come close. Sit beside me. Your name is...
Monmouth, captain of the fleet of Hiram.
My very sweet friend. You will convey my sentiments.
I will, my lord.
Good. We have a blessed island here called Israel. But of the lands beyond, we know little.
What does my lord wish to know?
It is in my heart to build a temple. In your travels, you have seen great buildings.
Many.
Describe the one you think most remarkable.
Let me consider that for a moment.
Scribe, note this.
The most remarkable? I think I should say the most wonderful edifice in the world is the temple of Ra Hamakis on the Nile.
Tell me of it in detail.
The site is some 125 leagues below the mouth of the river.
Yes.
One turns a bend, and suddenly it is before you. Massive, unbelievable, cut from the sheer rock. And hewn into towering figures, pillared halls, colonnaded chambers, and all sculptured and rich with color.
Now, what was the effect of this place upon someone like yourself, a traveler, a man from afar? What imprint did it leave upon you?
It had the breath of a tomb, my lord. It was a pile, mute, a shroud of stone. It made me shiver.
Because idolatry built it, and idolatry has a frigid touch. The temple I will build will be simple. I shall build softly, with grace, with joy in every wall. This is my vision. I want the temple of the ark to be the voice of the living God speaking to my people. I want it to breathe and live and hold out its arms in welcome to all mankind.
David planned for the temple as parents plan for a child.
Jehiel? Jehiel, where are you, boy?
Here, my lord.
Look at that lamp. Time is a famished cat. It laps the oil and the light flickers.
I will fill it, sire.
Quickly.
Yes, sire.
Have care.
Oh.
The oil. You splashed it over my plans.
Forgive me, sire.
Careless, thoughtless, witless child. There is no loss. The plans did not satisfy. Wipe it clean.
Yes, my lord. Sire,
speak no more of it. You're a tired boy, and I am a tired king. Come, sit by my side. Sit quietly. Rest.
Yes, my lord. And will the king rest too?
For a moment. That is all there is to spare. When a man grows old, he clings to time. He's fearful of sleep, for the waking may be a bell tolling too late, too late. And I have so much to do.
Yes, my lord.
David,
Who calls my name?
David.
Stand out of the shadows. Who are you?
I am Nathan.
Oh, come out then, and let me embrace the prophet of the Lord.
Just listen, David. When it came into your heart to build a temple for the ark, I said to you, do that.
I remember.
But listen, David, I have a word. It came out of the stillness from God to David through Nathan's lips. Go and tell David, my servant, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in.
I will not be denied.
The Lord said,
and David saith to the Lord, who more than David is worthy? Who has been more devout, more earnest in his devotion to God? Who has sung his praises in sweeter words than David?
There is blood on your hands.
The blood is that of the Lord's enemies.
The Lord has no enemies, David. The Lord has children.
All that I have done for his glory.
God said this. When thy days are fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him for a father, and he shall be to me for a son.
Where does a man find the answer to this?
In his faith.
Who am I? And what is my house that God has brought me so far? For now it is my son who shall build the temple. I shall but gather the timber.
David looked to his sons to see which would build the temple. Amnon, the eldest, tall, strong, with smoldering eyes and strange secrets. Was he the one? Amnon ravished Tamar, his own half-sister, and Amnon was struck down. Absalom, the second son, beloved of his father, Absalom with the grace of a panther, the strength of a lion, the handsomeness of a tiger cub. Would Absalom build the temple? Absalom rose against David, rebelled against his father, and Absalom was struck down. After Absalom, the third son, Adonijah, gay as a breeze in April, and the fourth son, born to David by Bathsheba, a boy of little outward charm, studious, often sullen, with little nearness to his father. His name was Solomon. Was he to build the temple? And time beat its rhythm, and David grew old, and the question was left unanswered. Now there came a day when David summoned his sons. He summoned Adonijah, he summoned Solomon, and they stood before his throne.
I have a question I will ask you, my sons. Let us suppose that God may say to you, Son of David, I have in mind to grant you a gift. What do you most desire? Adonijah, what would you most desire?
I think I would ask for courage. For courage would give me the strength to destroy the enemies of the Lord wherever they are met, even as my father did.
And Solomon?
My father, the gift I would plead for would be wisdom.
And the night is a velvet curtain, spangled with moonlight and stars. And the breeze is a mellow vintage, poured from amethyst jars.
Abishag.
My lord David.
Sing no more of the night. It brings back rusted memories.
What shall I sing then?
Sing nothing. Talk with me.
What shall I say then?
Say why a child of your loveliness sits with a frigid and moody old man.
But you are not older than I, but by a moment.
A long moment.
You are my dream and my hero. As a child, I was taught two things to love. First, my God, second David. I am very content, my lord.
Sing on.
My love comes with silver footsteps. Quickly my heart hums a tune.
Do I intrude? Oh. I'm sorry.
Bathsheba, sit with me. The child sings like a lark. Listen.
I must speak with you, David.
But...
I will come when I am called, my lord.
It will be soon. She is my delight.
Then I am jealous of her.
Of a child.
Of the solace and the calm she brings to David.
I am beset by age, Bathsheba. Too many wars, too many passions.
Too many loves.
No. No, only one, Bathsheba.
Out of that love, I bring my plea. Name Solomon to sit upon your throne.
No, not yet.
Why, my lord, why not yet?
This is a painful speech. For you, for me. Yet part of our love has been honesty. Shall I give the people of God into the hands of a child conceived in temptation? Pure hands must build the temple.
Pure hands are not holding Adonijah aloft.
Adonijah? I have no worry of the boy. He lacks a certain depth of character, but he's disciplined and loves me deeply.
And is it the love of David that brings him into the camp of David's mortal enemy, Joab? Even now?
It is not so.
All in Jerusalem know it. All but David.
It is not so.
The truth, my lord, I swear it. There is no time left. Solomon must be named quickly before the plot bursts upon us all.
Not yet.
When then?
When?
Tell me when.
In God's good time.
Abishag, have you been with my father?
Yes.
Did he speak of Zoheleth?
Zoheleth, no.
Oh, good. Then he has not yet heard. You must not tell him.
What must I not tell him?
What I tell you now. I go to Zoheleth tonight.
Will my lord be long on his journey?
Shall I be missed?
You shall be missed.
It shall be for only as little time as it takes to crown me king.
No.
Listen. I go in pomp, with chariots and horsemen and 50 runners to clear the way. It is all arranged. I will sacrifice sheep and oxen. All my brothers will be there, all but one. And the strong men of Judah will be there. Joab will be there. Abiathar will anoint me with his own hand.
But David will not be there.
My father is old, Abishag. He is weary, overburdened. Merely to make a move causes him agony. I am the eldest of his sons. Who is more worthy than I?
Don't go. As I love you, I say, don't go.
A wedding without the groom? How would that be?
Some marriages would be better for it.
You are wise enough to be a queen.
Adonijah.
And that will be very soon.
Night came, and David sat alone. The fire blazed, but there was no warmth. The garments hugged around his shoulders were like ice. It was as though some tentacle had reached out for the world and sucked it clean of heat.
Benaiah! Benaiah!
My lord!
Look at that fire. It has less blood than I do. Throw on wood,
sire.
Wood, more wood.
Yes, sire.
More. More wood. Push me nearer.
Sire. The heat is scalding.
I'm starved for it. Nearer.
So, sire, the priest Sotek, he has been in the outer chamber since sundown. He comes with a matter of great concern. A conspiracy.
I will not listen. Go. Age is ice, and it has come to David.
David, the voice. David.
Nathan, I've been waiting.
Put aside your robes and stand away from the fire.
I fear it. I'm too cold.
Do it, David. He that walks the path of God walks ever in the sun.
It is so.
I am a prophet without a prophecy, David. I come tonight, unlike other nights, with no message.
Only a question is on my lips.
What do I know that you do not?
Have you placed your crown on Adonijah and sat him on your throne?
I have not.
Yet on this day he has gone down to Zoheleth, where many are gathered to eat and drink and cry out, "Long live King Adonijah."
It is not my wish.
What is your wish?
That Solomon sit upon my throne.
Then why do you not publish it?
I have waited. I have sought a sign. I have been unsure.
That the boy is not worthy?
That the father has made him unworthy. Solomon is my son, by Bathsheba.
When you sinned, I denounced you. But when you repented, I stood by your side.
I'm unsure. I'm an old man and unsure. I need a sign.
I come with none.
How shall I know if this child of my own weakness, my own craven desire, is pure enough to build the temple?
God gives a lovely gift to every child. Purity.
I believe that.
Then why do you waver?
Am I fit to place my hand upon this boy and say, "Go and reign over Israel, over the chosen of the Lord"? For I have done evil in God's sight. Am I cleansed of the stain?
How do you see your God, David?
I see God as tenderness, as compassion.
Then why do you waver?
I will not waver.
Chadok! Benaiah!
I will not waver.
My lord.
Benaiah, fetch me Bathsheba and my boy Solomon.
I will, sir.
Chadok, assemble all the princes of Israel and all the tribes and all of the officers and mighty men of Israel. Bring them to Gihon.
As David commands.
And let my son Solomon be mounted on my own mule and dress him in regal trappings and bring him up to Gihon. Sit him there upon my throne, and by your own hand, anoint him king of Israel. And let the horns be blown, and let the heralds proclaim throughout the land, "Long live King Solomon, and may his reign be just."
As David commands.
David has wandered far from his fire. Is the king cold?
I am hot with eagerness to do the Lord's will.
My lord.
Bathsheba. As the Lord liveth, who hath redeemed my soul out of adversity, I say this. Solomon shall sit upon my throne, and it will be done this day.
Let my lord King David live forever.
Now at Zoheleth, the flatterers of Adonijah gathered. Joab, crippled with bitterness against David, was there, and Abiathar, bitten by jealousy, was there, and all those who sought office and favor, the opportunists, the sycophants, the cunning, all were there.
Adonijah?
Yes, Joab.
Stand and be crowned so we can have a finish of this mockery.
Mockery?
My bones are laughing. It is an evil sign.
Does Joab fear the consequences?
Joab fears David. He has lived too close to David not to know the power of his anger.
Then why do you sit with us?
As a drowning man grasps a straw, a bitter man grasps revenge. Both must surely drown. Get on with it.
I think that...
Who is that?
A rider from Jerusalem.
What tidings do you bring?
Do the people call for Adonijah, their king?
They do not. For David will make Solomon king.
Oh, no!
It is not so.
Truly it is. No, Solomon will ride the king's mule to Gihon.
There Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet will anoint him king. And all the city is rejoicing.
No. I will not believe it.
I will. Look, Adonijah, see your comrades vanish. How swiftly they run towards Gihon to stand among the mob and shout, "Long live King Solomon."
But they swore their loyalty to me. Come back! All of you, come back! I am king and I command it!
You are king of a hollow kingdom.
I beg permission to retire.
Abiathar!
Let him go.
Will you run too?
I shall go home.
What of me?
There are many dark places. Seek one. Hide.
At Gihon, the multitude gathered, the princes of the people, and the people of the princes, and all waited upon the glorious dawn. David sat with Solomon.
Solomon, you are young and tender, and the work before you is great.
I will make it shine in his name.
The plans are drawn. The treasure you will need is waiting. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be dismayed. The Lord God will not fail you, nor forsake you, until all the work for the service of the temple be done. Come now, for your people wait.
Now David stood before the people, and Solomon stood by David, and Solomon wore a crown. David spoke.
Hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, it was in my heart to build a house of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God. And I had made ready for the building. But God said unto me, thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou art a man of war and hast shed blood. And he said to me, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be to me for a son, and I will be to him for a father. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind.
Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said,
blessed be thou, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine.
And that night, when it was over, David again sat alone. But where there had been coldness, there was warmth. Where there had been trembling, there was faith.
And the night is a velvet curtain, spangled with moonlight and stars. And the breeze is a mellow vintage, poured from amethyst jars.
Abishag?
My lord.
I am content.
Now David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel for 40 years. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon, his son, reigned in his stead.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 25 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, New York, 10027. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Jacob K. Shankman, spiritual leader of Temple Israel, New Rochelle, New York, president of the World Union for Progressive Judaism. Rabbi Shankman.
The bittersweet nature of the last days of King David has just been revealed to us. The Bible is a frank and honest book, and there is no more poignant story in it than this record of David's family. The rebelliousness and revolt of Absalom against his saddened father, the open hostility and conflict between jealous brothers and their strong rival ambitions. This is a picture of the deterioration of a family, a picture of foxes, of little foxes that spoil the vineyards. The Bible is candid. No man is perfect, surely not David. Yet through this story, there stands the king who in one final dramatic gesture recovers his inner strength and poise, affirms his authentic royalty and nobility, sustains the eternal values of wisdom and an understanding heart, and chooses Solomon to succeed him. This is the final act of David, the legendary hero, brave warrior, inspired poet, and popular king. That royal David, from whose loins tradition would have the anointed Messiah spring. That David, of whom children in Israel sing today, David, David, Melech Yisrael, Chai Chai V'Kayam. No king in Jewish history surpassed David in greatness or popularity. Yet the Bible and Jewish tradition insist that greater than the king is the ideal of peace. David was denied the privilege of building the temple to the glory of God because his hands were stained with the blood of war. There could be no compromise, no abdication from the ideal. No iron, the metal from which the sword was forged, no iron, the symbol of war and death, could be used to build an altar unto God. Religion and war cannot be partners. To stand in God's holy place, one must have clean hands, not those stained with war. This applies even to David, the greatest of all kings. This is the supreme judgment and ideal of the Bible. It is the luminous vision of Isaiah that they will beat their swords into plowshares. It is the prayer of Judaism for all mankind. Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Shankman. Our Eternal Light drama today, David and Solomon, the 11th in a series entitled Pages from the Living Book, was written by Irv Tunick. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured today was Carl Weber as David. Others in the cast were Rita Lloyd, Marion Seldes, Lawson Zerbe, Ivor Francis, Guy Repp, Roger DeCoven, Hal Studer, Alan Howard, and Peter Laser. The narrator, David Lowden. The singer, Carol Christ. We invite you to join us next week when the Eternal Light will present Jeremiah, written by Joseph Mindell. This is Jerry Damon. The Eternal Light is directed by Kenneth McGregor and presented weekly under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.